For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Celeste Simmons. I'm here today with Lindsay Robison, a registered piano technician who is currently living in the Nashville, Tennessee area, doing her job working as a piano technician. And I'm excited today to get to talk to her and about her journey with going to BYU Idaho and then going to trade school and becoming a registered piano technician. So thank you so much today, Lindsay, for meeting with me.
Thank you. I'm super excited to be here.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your background with piano and why you wanted to become a piano technician.
So I started taking piano lessons when I was like 7 years old, and I have always loved to play the piano. But before I started taking piano lessons, I went and looked at, so my grandma was looking at this piano that was being rebuilt at the local piano technician's shop, and she took me to go see it. And I remember there was another piano in there that had all the case parts off, and so you could see the inside. And I was just like enthralled with it and watching like the hammers move when she was playing it. And ever since then, I wanted to just stick my head in any piano I could. And when I found out I could do that as a career, I knew that like that was like my calling in life, was to take care of these instruments. And I really, really love doing what I do.
And so when did you realize that trade school was an option for becoming a piano technician?
Yeah, so I was doing my research, and the best way to do research, especially in this field, is just to talk to other technicians. And so I actually went back to that technician that rebuilt my grandma's piano, and he also took care of our piano, so we know him pretty well. And he was like, if you're serious about this job, you should go to trade school. You'll learn everything that you need. And there's only one trade school in the United States that teaches piano technology, and that is North Bennett Street School in Boston. And so I put that on my like goal to go there eventually. But before that, I wanted to get some college experience and real life experience. And that's when I headed to BYU Idaho. Now, it was right after I graduated high school.
And so you mentioned that you spent some time here at BYU Idaho. How do you feel that your time at BYU Idaho prepared you for trade school?
Yeah, so I studied business management while I was there, and I have my associate's degree in that. And now I have my own business in Tennessee, and being able to have what I learned, like in all my business classes, it's really helped me to have a good business structure for myself and also stay on top of things. But also, but on the non-business side of things, just like random life skills of just being able to plan and also having integrity and just all that. And well, also, and being being a people person. I mean, just everybody knows in college you just meet so many people and it's easy to talk to people. And all those skills have helped me so much in my line of work.
So when you decided that you wanted to go to the school in Boston to become a piano technician, can you kind of describe to me what that process was like? Going through with the application, do you have to be submitted into the school? What was your experience like heading into Boston?
Yeah, so the classes are very small. There was eight people in my class the first year, and then seven people in my class the second year I was there. And so it was definitely first come, first serve. If you got your application in, it was basically a guarantee that you were in. And so I got my application in months before I was supposed to. And then COVID hit. And so I was kind of stressed out. I was like, am I still going to be able to go? But I was able to go in November. School started in November 2020. And we were able to go in person because our class sizes were so small, which was such a great blessing. But other than that, like, the application process was basically, it required a high school or college degree, as long as you had some sort of proof of education there, and then like a couple letters of recommendation. And also they just wanted to know why you wanted to go there, like, why are you passionate, like, about this line of work, or what sparks your interest in it, you know? So, and that's one thing I really loved about trade school was the one subject that's all you focus on. And so we're in class all day, 5 days a week, only learning about one thing. And that one thing for me was pianos. And that way I learned so much. And it was also so much fun to be around people who shared the same passion as I did.
And what is something about trade school that someone should consider before deciding if they should attend one?
So I think the main thing I would say was I did not save any money by going to trade school. A lot of people do think like, oh, it's like less expensive than college. It is not sometimes. So be aware of that. And that's another reason why I didn't go away immediately. I wanted to make sure that that's what I wanted to do before I jumped into it, especially coming from a college background and like not having to go to all your classes like every single day, 5 days a week. Trade school is definitely set up more of it's like it is a full-time job. Our school started at 8, we got out at 3:30, it was 5 days a week, and coming from only going to two classes a day to doing that was very exhausting. But by the end of my program, there wasn't enough hours in the day at school. But yeah.
And what would you say to someone who is considering going to trade school? What would you say to motivate them to go ahead and do it?
Honestly, again, just do it. There is so much opportunities that a lot of people don't talk about with trade school. And I was blessed to find out on my own. But like in high school, nobody ever mentioned the idea of trade school, but it is all very respectable careers. You can make a really great living out of it. A lot of the time it's self-contracting work, so you're working for yourself, and that's really, really nice. And it works a different part of your brain that you did, like, you don't realize. Like, for me, I've always was a good student, but like sometimes I struggled to do it was hard for me to study and stuff. But when I went to trade school, I realized that my brain works in a very like mechanical way, and I can look at something and see how it works just by looking at it. And that was a skill that I realized that I've always had, but it wasn't ever pointed out to me in academic situations.
And so what is ahead for you, Lindsay? What do you plan to do in the future with your career as a piano technician? Do you plan to stay in Nashville? Do you want to move around? Kind of what's your idea for the future of your career?
Yeah, so I mean, I have lots of options for my career. The plan right now is to stay in Nashville area, just because I'm setting my roots here. I just like moved here like 6 months ago. And so I'm I'm still being able to work full time. And I'm just right now, my main focus is just getting more private clients. I work at piano warehouse where I prep brand new pianos, which I'm actually currently here right now working on a piano as we speak. My ideal thing is to really work on a good private clientele and also get into recording studio work. I've done a couple of recording studios, and that's a really, really fun atmosphere. And also just concert work as well. And that's part of the reason why I moved here, is there's just so many opportunities for a piano technician in every walk that there is available. And that's the other thing, is I do hope to set up a shop and rebuild pianos one day in the future.
And my last question for you is, what is the most rewarding part about being a piano technician?
So I love that question. I think it's just so awesome when you are finished tuning a piano and the client sits down and starts to play and they're like, oh my goodness, this sounds so wonderful. Or even, a fun fact that most people don't know about pianos is you have to do more than just tuning a piano. If you want it to feel nice when you play, you have to make lots of adjustments on the inside of the piano. And when I've done that for clients, and like just them recognizing my work and appreciating it, I just love that. And that could be either from like a 7-year-old kid starting to take piano lessons to somebody who's been playing all their life. Like all of like their compliments and recognition that they give to me, like it's just like it's all the same to me, and it's just so wonderful.
Well, I'm glad that you're doing something that you love and that you had the opportunity to go to trade school and to pursue this career that you are just having a blast at doing. So thank you so much, Lindsay, for coming on here today and for sharing with me a little bit about your journey with becoming a piano technician and for motivating others to try out trade school. So thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.